Whoop-dee, my Joan saw a movie. Blue cheese, think I'm addicted to blue cheese.
Let's get it, man.
What?
What is up, guys?
What up?
Today, we're going to be talking about Rage Against the Machine.
The album and the band. Because the album is called what the band is called.
Their first album, also called Rage Against the Machine.
Some heat.
Is awesome music. Meesum.
If you're ever trying to like start a revolt or something, or like overthrow your government,
or want to murder someone,
yeah, this is what you want to be listening to. Oh, bro, chill.
Just saying, bro.
We're trying to get canceled here, bro.
This is great music for you in all those scenarios. You hate the government. You hate yourself, other people.
You're raging against the machine.
If you're an angry person, like myself.
And myself. I'm extremely angry.
This is great music for you.
Most definitely.
So, Mace, what is your overall opinion on this album?
It's very good. It doesn't get much better than this as far as, like, this type of music.
It doesn't get much better than this, period. Not even just for this type of music. Okay. What? Is this your favorite Rage album, first of all?
You know, I'm honestly not, like, super familiar with, like, their whole discography. It's got to be this one or People of the Sun, though. Or, I mean, Evil Empire, my bad.
I agree. But I'm thinking this one. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into it.
Let's get it, man. Number one, we got Bomb Track.
Yo, Bomb Track is so lit. This is my top three favorite on the album. I don't know. This song is just... I feel like I'm going to say the same thing about every song. They're all just like so angry. It's awesome. It's so like... What's the word?
So angry while also maintaining
composure.
Yes,
but they're just like, you can tell in his voice, he's just like,
it's raw emotion.
He's just if you watch one of their live performances, this man is jumping around screaming at the top of his lungs. Anyway, I want to play, because it has a little guitar riff going on at the start.
This can be your guys' little sample into the album.
And then, the beat drops.
This is the first thing you'll hear when you hit play on this album.
It just, like, kind of plays around a little bit, and then BAM! So I think that's a great way. If you've never listened to Rage Against the Machine, that is just the great first song to have. Because it just kind of introduces you into just kind of what they're like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean there, Trayson. I know. I hear you loud and clear.
Anyway, it's a great song from a great album. What do we got next, Big Meese? Big Meese? What we got next, bro?
I don't know, Trayson. What do we got next? It's Killing story time!
Okay, Killing in the Name is next. This song is one of Rage's most popular songs. For good reason. It's a great song. Don't you think, Meesum?
Yeah, you know, it's a police brutality protest sort of deal.
Yeah. So at the very end, there's a very part that I am obsessed with. We're not going to play it on this clip.
But it's fire.
It is.
Makes me rage in the car.
Literally screaming at the top of his lungs. A very vulgar sentence, but it's lit.
Funny story, actually. In like 2000 something, like for 10 years in a row or something, the number one Christmas song always went to like some TV show in Britain. But they decided to make this the number one song. Number one Christmas song.
How? It's not even a Christmas song.
I know, but like they just played it so much around Christmas.
That's lit.
It is lit.
Anyway, it's a great song. Just, again, very violent. Yeah.
Just makes me want to like throw something out the window. Specifically like Trayson or something.
Yeah. Okay. Next we have Take the Power Back. What do you think, Mace?
I really like this one too. It's not really a song on this album I don't like. They're all just like so angry and I don't know. I really like them.
Yeah, I agree. There's not much to say on it. Like these guys are just all they're just violent individuals and it's awesome. They're awesome to listen to. It's just kind of hard to explain without listening. You know what I mean?
Go listen to the album.
Yep. Okay. Next, what we got, Mies? We have Settle for Nothing.
Christian, what are your thoughts on this one?
just again, like this is actually I'm not like this isn't one of my favorites. Yeah, this isn't like I would say this is like bottom two, honestly. I don't listen to it that much, so not much. What do you think, Mies?
Pretty much the same opinion as you on that one.
This might be the most we've ever agreed on any thing ever in music, don't you think, Mason?
Yeah, maybe. When was last? Time? This one is still pretty good too. It's got a nice little bass intro in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. But we never agree on anything, and we haven't disagreed once. It's kind of lit. Anyway,
it is pretty lit.
So next we've got Bullet in the Head. Let's go.
Let's get it, man.
The best Rage song, in my opinion. This song is extremely violent. It's like, if you listen to the lyrics a lot, it is scary to listen to.
You guys ever been victims of the in-house drive-by? Get a bullet in your skull?
Yeah, it talks about being brain dead. You've got a bleep bullet in your head. Oh my gosh, this song is so lit.
You guys gotta wake up out there. Wake up and see what's around you.
Yeah, it talks about swastikas, is that it?
Yeah,
anyway, bro. Bit. So, that's at the very start. Yeah, this is my favorite Rage Against the Machine song. And it's not close. This song is lit. I don't know why. I've always liked this song. So, yeah. Next, we've got Know Your Enemy.
This one is one of my favorites.
I like this one, too.
It's got a nice groove to it.
Yeah. Honestly, there's no songs on this that I don't, like. There's like this, obviously I have my favorites, but there's none that I'm like have like obviously like in albums there's songs where you like aren't the biggest fan of, you know what I mean, but this one's like this whole album is just
awesome.
This is my mom calling me. I'm putting it on the microphone.
Answer it, bro.
Should I answer it on the podcast?
Yeah, put it on speaker.
Hello.
Hey, where are you?
We're upstairs filming the podcast.
You're on it right now, Becky.
We're live right
yes,
now.
Yes. Yes. Mom's making a guest appearance.
Yeah.
Becky, what advice would you give our viewers? All 10 of them.
96 averaging.
44 now.
I would say just keep an open mind.
Okay. Mom, what are your thoughts on Rage Against the Machine?
That's not my favorite band, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
It's just a little too much for me.
Anyway.
Peace out, friend.
See ya. All right. So, that's my mom. Funny story about Rage Against the Machine, actually. You guys know that they came to Spanish Fork once?
Yeah.
Ask your parents
about
it.
That's crazy.
They literally, Spanish Fork somehow signed them to the Fiesta Days on accident.
At the rodeo. Like, you know what we're talking about.
Like.
And then they, like, tried to, like, cancel it. But Rage Against the Machine was like, nah, we coming in.
They got so lit, bro.
And there was like everyone coming from Salt Lake and all the people. There's a news interview. Just go look up Rage Against the Machine Spanish Fork.
All these moms are like,
they're like, I got my brother coming down from Texas with his dogs.
So if they're people,
there's going to be riots in the streets. And everyone was like,
just because there's a concert there and all these people are just there to have a good time. I know me and Meeson would have been there.
Heck yeah.
Like, my dad was there. Anyway. What do we do next? Know Your Enemy or Wake Up?
Next we got Wake Up.
This is another bottom two for me. Not really insane about this song. I mean, I would definitely like it though, you know what I mean? But just because I like everything by them, because they're lit. But yeah, what do you think, Mace?
I really like this one. This one's probably like top five for me. I mean, there's only like 10 songs on the album, so. But hey, that's not bad.
All right. Next, we got Fistful of Steel. I like this song a lot. It's one of my favorites. I'm going to say top 10. There's 10 songs on the album. I'm not going to say where in the top 10 it's at, but it's definitely in the top 10. It's, I would say top 5, maybe 4. No, I don't know. Good song. So, yeah. Mies?
Yeah, I really like how experimental the guitars are on this one. That goes for a lot of the songs on this.
Yes.
Like, Tom Morello, I'd say he's definitely a top 10 guitarist of all time, maybe top 5.
I wouldn't say top 5. I would say he's top 10 for sure, though.
Not only was he very good at, like, playing guitar, he was very experimental with, like, pedals and
a lot of the sounds,
all that type of stuff.
A lot of the sounds that you guys hear, like, kind of the weird-looking sound, like, not weird-looking, weird, like, sounding sounds that just kind of come out of nowhere are his guitar. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, like, you might think it's, like, a keyboard or something, but, like...
It's his guitar. He's making that noise with his guitar.
Yeah, he's making some weird noise.
So that's pretty impressive what he can do. Yeah. So next, we've got Township Rebellion. What do you think, Mace?
I really like this one.
Yeah, this one's...
Yeah, it's up there.
This one's pretty explicit, along with all the others. Well, not all. Let's see. How many are not explicit? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. But the ones that are pretty...
Mom, if you're listening, don't worry. I listen to only the clean version.
Same. I just have the non-clean version up right now because the viewers... Anyway, this one's pretty explicit. But so is Bullet in the Head, but that's my favorite. I don't know why. It's just so violent and it's awesome. Yeah. Next, Freedom. This song is awesome. I love the start of this song. What do you think, Mace?
Great song. Just like all the other ones.
We're kind of repetitive.
Crazy, violent.
We're repetitive, but it's hard when every song is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to say a bunch of different stuff because there's nothing bad about this album, in my opinion. A lot of people definitely wouldn't like it. For me, it took... I was obsessed with these guys in, like, 8th grade, maybe 7th. But it kind of takes a little clicking, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be listening to it at school. It's kind of distracting. Like, for me, it's just, I only listen to it when I'm in the car. Like, it's the only thing I'm doing, you know what I mean? Like, it's not really good background music, in my opinion, but, it's great to listen to, but it might take a few listens to kind of have it click, if you know what I mean?
I'd say if you're already into
this kind of music,
like metal and stuff, like I don't see a reason why you wouldn't.
I don't know
if
I'd call this metal though. Like, they kind of have
it's like rap
slash
metal
rock.
I feel like when I hear rap metal, like, I'm like, this is gonna be trash, like freaking Korn or something. Like, but this is good stuff.
Yeah, some of my favorite. It's a top 15 album for me, honestly.
It's a great album.
So, yeah. This is a shorter episode this week because...
Well, I want to talk about some of the themes and content of this album before we wrap her up.
Let's hear it.
Very politically charged. Well, I guess you could say maybe very anti-politically charged. Yeah, we got Zach De La Roca's Rat-a-Tat style. He's screaming about, like, end the government and, like, what we've been taught is wrong. I don't know.
This man's pretty much a legend, that's all I'm saying.
I'd say he's very much a legend.
But, yeah, this is a very controversial album. So, if you're a big political guy, maybe this isn't for you. I'm thinking of a few people that are Always posting on their story about politics right now. Stop. No one cares. Not one person cares about your political opinions. I'm using this massive platform I have to tell you. For all the people watching.
Please stop. It's now, annoying.
If you want to talk about politics, go listen to some Rage. Or DM them on Instagram and argue with them. I'm sure they'll put you in your place. Because not one single person on earth, and I'm not kidding, not one cares about your political opinion. Awesome.
What about if you're, like, voting for that person? Then would that person care?
Well, if maybe frickin' Joe Biden cares or Donald Trump. But I sure don't.
Okay, well, let's not exaggerate about no one.
Okay. Anyway, overall, this album.
I'm giving this, like, a 9.5.
I'm giving this a 9.
And I also hate to be that guy, but Killing in the Name, it's got to be my favorite track off here. Just because it's, like, the most popular one, I still think it's the best one.
Mine's Bullet in the Head. I already said that. Actually, I'm pushing 9.5. This album, it's awesome, man. Sorry, this is kind of a boring episode. There's just not much to say, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
out there.
You're going to have to find your own way you think about this album. Like, your own... I don't know how to word this. Like, you're going to need to listen to it for yourself to understand this music.
Go listen to it. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's not. It's for you to decide.
So, yeah.
Peace out.
See you guys.